All right, welcome to another episode of FCF VA Talk Radio. Today we shine a light on an important topic, the lack of leadership in our urban communities. As we navigate the challenges faced by the younger generation, we'll explore the complex dynamics of generational gaps and the pressing need for positive role models. Join us as we delve into the insights and actions required to empower our youth and build stronger communities. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back, FCFVA Talk Radio. No, it's been a minute, but this one's been kind of weighing on my chest a little bit, and I took my time with this one, so y'all, stay tuned. Let me know how you feel in the comments. Now, in many urban communities, we've observed a significant shift in the landscape of leadership, particularly concerning the involvement of older generations. Now, while there are individuals who have tirelessly dedicated themselves to uplifting the youth and driving positive change, it is disheartening to witness a concerning trend of disengagement and relinquishing of responsibility among some elders. The reasons behind this shift are multifaceted and complex. Some elders may feel disillusioned or overwhelmed by the challenges faced by the younger generation, leading them to withdraw from active leadership roles. Others may have encountered systemic barriers or experienced burnout after years of advocating for change. This disengagement, however, can have a profound impact on the communities they once guided and nurtured. Nevertheless, amidst this trend, it's crucial to acknowledge and appreciate the elders who continue to serve as beacons of hope in their communities. Now, these dedicated individuals understand the value of their wisdom, life experiences, and the positive impact they can have on the younger generation. They remain actively involved, offering invaluable guidance, mentorship, and support to navigate the complexities of life in urban environments. These elders understand the importance of passing on their knowledge, inspiring and empowering the youth to overcome adversity, and actively participating in community-building efforts. They serve as role models, demonstrating the power of resilience, compassion, and perseverance. Through their dedication, they inspire the younger generation to take charge of their own futures and become agents of positive change. So it's essential for communities to recognize and uplift these elders, celebrating their contributions and honoring their commitment to nurturing the next generation. So by bridging the gap between generations and fostering intergenerational dialogue and collaboration, we can harness the collective wisdom and strength of our communities to address the unique challenges faced by urban youth. Together, we can create a supportive and inclusive environment where the youth can thrive, achieve their aspirations, and lead their communities towards a brighter future. You guys stay tuned, it gets deep. Hey y'all, know it's serious. You guys know it's serious. When I skip the ads, we diving right back into this thing because again, this is kind of personal, it's kind of impressive. We want to get this one out for a minute, so continuing. Now, one of the most profound and enduring challenges faced by urban communities is the continued absence of fathers, a reality that persists even in 2023. Yep, even in 2023. So the absence of fathers not only deprives children of a vital paternal presence, but also contributes to a cycle of unfulfilled potential and challenges in their upbringing. Understanding the complex reasons behind this issue is crucial in finding effective solutions to address it. Now, societal factors play a significant role in the absence of fathers. Got economic disparities, limited educational opportunities for some, and systemic racism. They've disproportionately affected urban communities, inner city communities, poverty-stricken communities, creating barriers that hinder men from fulfilling their roles as fathers. it's not always the men's fault. Sometimes society just, you know, it's too much, man. These challenges can lead to feelings of hopelessness, making it difficult for men to actively engage in their children's lives. And additionally, the criminal justice system's impact on communities of color has resulted in higher incarceration rates, further exacerbating the absence of fathers. Now, just for some context, when they say higher incarceration rates, you really got to take a look at those numbers closely. I do believe it's based on the demographic, not the population. Personal choices and circumstances also contribute to the issue. Some men may struggle with issues such as substance abuse, mental health challenges, or unstable relationships, making it challenging to maintain consistent involvement in their children's lives. Others may struggle with the notion of fatherhood. They may even struggle with the notion of fatherhood, due to a lack of positive male role models or a history of absent fathers in their own lives. Now, addressing the absence of fathers requires a multifaceted approach. It starts with breaking down systemic barriers that disproportionately affect urban communities, such as providing access to quality education, job opportunities, and support services. Creating supportive environments that promote responsible fatherhood and provide resources for personal growth and development. These can empower men to actively engage in their children's lives. Community-based initiatives, mentorship programs, and support groups can play a crucial role in bridging the gap between absent fathers and their children. Now, by offering guidance, counseling, and positive role models, these programs can help men navigate personal challenges and cultivate healthy relationships with their children. And it's essential to create safe spaces where men can openly discuss their experiences, where they can seek support and learn valuable parenting skills. Now, moreover, society as a whole must challenge stereotypes and promote positive narratives surrounding fatherhood. By celebrating and amplifying stories of involved and nurturing fathers, we can inspire change and shift cultural perceptions. Encouraging dialogue and education on the importance of fatherhood can help break the cycle of absenteeism and empower men to actively participate in their children's lives. Ultimately, addressing the absence of fathers requires collective efforts from communities, policymakers, social service organizations, and individuals themselves. By recognizing the impact of fatherhood on the well-being and success of children in urban communities, we can work towards creating an environment where fathers are supported, engaged, and empowered to play an active role and a positive role in the lives of their children. Stay tuned, y'all. We got more. FCFVA Talk Radio. And we're back. Now, while it's essential to acknowledge the challenges posed by the absence of fathers and the issues faced by troubled youth in urban communities, it is equally important to focus on actionable solutions. Each individual has the power to make a difference and positively impact the lives of those in need, especially in the troubled youth. In this segment, we'll explore the importance of community involvement, mentorship programs, and initiatives that provide resources and support for at-risk individuals. So community involvement plays a crucial role in addressing the challenges faced by troubled youth. By actively participating in local organizations, grassroots movements, and neighborhood initiatives, individuals can contribute to creating a safe and nurturing environment for young people. Volunteering at community centers, schools, or youth programs provides opportunities to build meaningful connections and serve as positive role models. Mentorship programs are another powerful tool for empowering the next generation. Now, mentors can offer guidance, support, and encouragement to young individuals who may lack positive role models in their lives. Now, these programs provide a platform for establishing trusting relationships, promoting personal development, and helping young people and the youth navigate challenges. Now, by sharing their experiences, skills, and knowledge, mentors can inspire and guide young people towards paths of success. And initiatives that provide resources and support for at-risk individuals are vital in breaking the cycle of generational gaps. Programs focused on education, skill building, and personal growth can equip young people with the tools they need to overcome obstacles and achieve their full potential. By investing in accessible and comprehensive support systems, we can create opportunities for disadvantaged youth to thrive. And collaboration among community members, organizations, and institutions is key to maximizing the impact of these initiatives. By joining forces and pooling resources, we can create a network of support that addresses the complex needs of troubled youth. This collaborative approach allows for a holistic and comprehensive approach to tackling the underlying issues and providing sustainable solutions. In addition to community involvement, mentorship programs, and targeted initiatives, individuals can also contribute on a personal level. Taking the time to listen, understand, and engage with troubled youth can have a profound impact on their lives. Simple acts of kindness, offering words of encouragement, and providing guidance can make a difference and instill hope in those who may have lost their way. It is through collective efforts and a shared commitment to the well-being of urban communities that we can empower the next generation. By fostering an environment of support, understanding, and opportunity, we can break the cycle of generational gaps and provide young individuals with the tools they need to thrive. Today and together, we can create a brighter future for our urban communities and ensure that every child has the potential or has the chance to reach their full potential. All right. Now, in urban communities, the time has come for both men and women to come together and take collective responsibility for the well-being and success of our youth. Now, we cannot afford to let the absence of positive fatherhood and the perpetuation of negative patterns to continue. It is essential to explore ways to encourage positive fatherhood, foster healthy relationships, and break those negative cycles that hinder the progress of our community. Encouraging positive fatherhood is a crucial step towards empowering urban communities. Men must recognize that the significant impact they have on their children's lives and embrace their role as fathers. This means being present, emotionally supportive, and actively involved in their children's upbringing. By fostering strong bonds with their children, men can contribute to the overall well-being, instill values, and provide guidance that will shape their future. Now, equally important is the need to foster healthy relationships between parents and create a supportive environment for raising children. Open communication, mutual respect, and shared responsibilities between parents can help create a stable foundation for the entire family. By working together, parents can provide the love, care, and stability that young individuals need to thrive and succeed. Breaking negative patterns requires a collective effort from the entire community. It is crucial to address the root causes of these patterns and provide resources and support to help individuals overcome challenges. Prioritizing education is key in providing young individuals with the knowledge and skills necessary for their personal and professional growth. By investing in quality education, we empower them to break free from the cycle of limited opportunities and achieve their aspirations. Creating employment opportunities is equally vital in empowering urban communities. Now, by supporting local businesses, encouraging entrepreneurship, and providing job training programs, we can give young individuals the chance to build stable futures and contribute to the economic development of their communities. Economic empowerment not only provides financial stability, but also fosters a sense of purpose and pride. Community engagement plays a pivotal role in creating an environment where young individuals can thrive. By actively participating in community events, volunteering, and supporting local initiatives, we strengthen the social fabric and provide a sense of belonging to our youth. When they see adults invested in their well-being and success, it instills a sense of hope and encourages them to strive for greatness. So together, men and women in urban communities can make a profound impact on the lives of young individuals. By taking collective responsibility for their well-being, we can break the cycle of negative patterns, create a support environment, and pave the way for a brighter future. Let us prioritize education, employment opportunities, and community engagement as we work towards empowering our youth and ensuring that they have the opportunity to overcome challenges and realize their full potential. All right, now, this one's a doozy. So, in today's ever-evolving society, it's essential to promote healthy relationships among men and encourage the development of authentic masculinity. From fathers to brothers, uncles, grandfathers, and cousins, the presence of real men in the lives of young boys is invaluable. They serve as mentors, role models, and teachers, imparting necessary skills and values that help boys grow into responsible and confident men. In a world that sometimes challenges the traditional notions of masculinity, it's important to affirm that there is nothing wrong with being a man. Society's views may shift based on popular belief, but we must remember that not all changes align with what is best for individuals, families, and communities. Embracing authentic masculinity means recognizing the positive qualities that men bring to the table, celebrating their unique strengths, and supporting their growth as individuals and contributors to society. Healthy relationships among men plays a vital role in shaping the development of boys into men. Fathers as primary male figures in their children's lives have a profound impact on their sons' understanding of manhood. By fostering open communication, expressing love and affection, and teaching important life skills, fathers can instill values of responsibility, respect, and integrity. Brothers, uncles, grandfathers, and cousins also contribute to the upbringing of young boys, offering guidance, support, and camaraderie that enriches their journey to manhood. Real men understand the importance of emotional intelligence and empathy. They recognize that vulnerability is not a weakness, but a strength that allows for deeper connections and healthier relationships. By modeling emotional awareness and encouraging open expression of feelings, men can create a safe space for themselves and others, fostering a sense of belonging and support within the male community. Navigating the complexities of the modern world requires resilience, adaptability, and critical thinking skills. Real men empower boys with necessary tools and knowledge to navigate challenges, make responsible decisions, and succeed in their endeavors. They pass on practical skills such as financial literacy, problem solving, conflict resolution, and healthy coping mechanisms, equipping them with the confidence to overcome obstacles and achieve their goals. As a society, we must embrace the diverse expressions of masculinity and reject the notion that there is a single mold for what it means to be a man. Men have unique experiences, strengths, and perspectives that enrich our communities and contribute to a more balanced society. By promoting healthy male relationships, fostering emotional intelligence, and teaching essential life skills, we raise boys into men who are equipped to thrive, make positive contributions, and build meaningful connections. So let us reaffirm the importance of real men being real men. By valuing and nurturing authentic masculinity, we create a foundation for strong, supportive male relationships that uplift individuals, families, and communities. Together, let us celebrate the power of healthy masculinity and guide the next generation towards a future where men can flourish and positively shape the world around them. All right, y'all. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Really personal, from the heart. I tried to put it together, put some good together for everybody on this one, because I mean, hey, fellas, we need each other. We need to stop hating, definitely stop killing each other. Squash that violence, put the guns down, squabble, you know what I'm saying? Fight. If you lose, you lose. It makes you stronger sometimes. You might learn how to fight better. But let's kill the violence and do something for the youth, man, before we lose it. Now, as we conclude this episode, let's remember that building stronger communities starts with each one of us. By recognizing the importance of leadership and active engagement, we can bridge the generational gaps, create opportunities for growth and success. Together, let's nurture the potential of our urban youth and create a future where every individual has the support, guidance, and resources that they need to thrive. Another episode of FCFVA Talk Radio. Hope you enjoyed. I'm out. Y'all stay tuned.